Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find haunted on NBC.
This is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor 68. In just 2.5 minutes, we'll hear an interview with an American who made an unusual demonstration of his love for his country.
Somewhere a childhood still belongs to you, back where a friend is singing songs to you, did you know? You know your way round in your memory, back in the playground of what used to be. Can I go? If you were hiding when I came along, give me the chance to try and find you. Take me along when you're ready to go. Give me your mind and I'll take you back to the time when we talked in nursery rhyme. Whatever people would call.
Circle of friends with Can I Go? Shocking grammar, though. You know, they should be saying, May I Go? The trouble is, then this song probably wouldn't be a success. But I guess I shouldn't be talking. A guy that said for 5 years, and me, I'm Ed McMahon, and for 5 years, who do you trust?
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Great Britain's recent devaluation of the pound and the subsequent pressure on the U.S. dollar and the National Gold Reserve has distressed many Americans. One man who did something about it was K.J. Ryan of Medway, Massachusetts. He sent President Johnson a prized personal possession, an old $10 gold piece, along with a letter explaining that this was his small way of helping with the gold problem. Here with the story is Monitor reporter Joe Hyder.
Mr. Ryan, what change has come over you and the Ryan family since you first wrote to President Johnson about your 1912 coin?
We have been made much more aware of the publicity associated with something like this. This was very difficult to take at first with the newspaper and radio people calling up, and I just didn't know how to handle myself.
Made you somewhat of a celebrity, hasn't it?
Unwillingly, yes.
Let's go back to why you sent this coin to President Johnson in the first place, Mr. Ryan.
I sent it and wrote the letter on the weekend after Thanksgiving. We're happy. We're grateful for what we have. And one of the things that we do have is this country. And lately it's been belted around left and right from within and without. And it's time somebody stood up and spoke for us instead of against us.
Do you think people have become more proud of their American heritage because of what you've done? It would seem to me that many people have called you, congratulated you.
I don't think I'm responsible for anything of that nature. I think people are proud of their country anyhow. They just don't know how to say it. How do you tell a country that you're proud of it or you love it? I can send Christmas cards to all my friends to wish them a Merry Christmas, but how do you wish the country a Merry Christmas, or how do you wish it well? You can't do it.
How much is the coin worth, Mr. Ryan?
Well, it's a $10 gold piece, but a friend had a coin catalog and told me that it's worth between $20 and $27.50, depending on its condition.
You have said in the past that you would like someday to be able to tell the Internal Revenue people to keep your refund check. Why?
Well, it's a very expensive country to run, isn't it? And everybody has to pay taxes. Well, I have a very, very large family. We have 9 children, and my wife is an invalid. We have a lot of medical bills, so my tax is pretty small. It just seems as though I should more. Everybody else is. Well, why not me, too? We have so much to be thankful for, and, you know, we're awful, awful lucky, Joe, because when this country was founded, when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was written, to think that we were lucky enough to have such geniuses around, this is fantastic. I can't get over it. We could so easily have had a Hitler, a Stalin, a Nasser, or even a Castro, but we come up with men like, Jefferson and Franklin and Hamilton and Washington. Thank God for them.
I think that the people of the United States and our monitor listeners would be most interested in what the president said to you in his letter. Can you read a part of that letter, Jack?
Well, I like the opening, really. He says, "Dear Mr. Ryan, I was so moved by your letter that I have kept it by me for some time now. But this is a good day to tell you of my gratitude and admiration. Tomorrow, my daughter Linda will be married. I have shown your letter to her as an example of what love can mean to a man and his wife and their nation. The gold coin I am returning to you with deep appreciation. I think that it belongs more properly to your sons. Its greatest value will be in reminding them of their father's feeling for the American family and nation."
That's excellent, Jack Ryan. And I think that not only is the President of the United States proud of you, but all of us are for the way in which you've behaved. Thank you for being with us on Monitor.
Thank you.
This is Joe Hyder, returning you now to Monitor.
Maybe patriotism, like virtue, is its own reward. Coming up next, more Monitor music.
I was a man I used to be, I wouldn't stand here waiting for you. I'd just walk away quietly. Would you go look for me? Hands that hold one another may never touch the same again. Even then, losing you. my mind. Leave behind in the shifting sand all my dreams and plans. I will be mad. I will be mad.
With If I Were the Man, at the home of easy listening, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
You live in freedom and security, and freedom shares help to keep our country free. So follow the eagle, the red, white, and blue eagle, by a share in freedom.
You a pretty good ball player?
No.
Well, then you and I are about the same, right?
Yeah.
What sport do you like best?
Once you try it, the sport you'll like best is Catching the Bill Mazur Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m., Saturdays at 6 on WNBC.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Ed McMahon here for Monitor 68, where you meet interesting people and hear the latest in music, like this by Vicky Carr, The Lesson.
This is the lesson. Talk to me. A long time ago, at my mother's knee, she said, "Child, someday someone who loves you will make you cry. Though he loves you, he'll hurt you till you feel you could die. But if he says, forgive me, forgive if you can, for you are his woman, and he is your man. When you're looking for roses, there are thorns you will need. And remember, my child, without any thorns, the rose can't be sweet. Finally happened. Now it's my turn to cry. Oh, my darling, you've hurt me till I feel I could die. But you're saying, forgive me. And I understand. For I am your woman. And you are my man. You hold me, my own way.
new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter.